Happy New Year. Welcome back to the show for caregivers about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger bringing you 30 years of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. This is Hope for the Caregiver, and we're glad you're with us. 800-688-9522, 800-688-9522. John, earlier today, I was at the prison.
Of course you were.
And I had a lady texted me, and she came over from Manchester, Tennessee, over in Coffee County, I believe. And dropped off 8 prosthetic legs.
Right on.
She brought 8 in her truck, 8 legs. And I had 2 at the house. And we took them all over to the prison where our friends at Core Civic allow us to have a faith-based program over there where we recycle prosthetic limbs. This was Gracie's vision when she launched Standing with Hope years and years and years ago, was to be able to take used prosthetic limbs, recycle all the available components off of it, send it all over to West Africa, and where we purchase other materials and train and equip local workers to build limbs for their own people. And the thing that I liked about these legs that came in today, they were all from someone who was very, very small, almost pediatric.
Oh, okay.
So that's great because we treat a lot of kids over there. And surprisingly enough, a lot of kids get hurt by some very sad circumstances.
Well,
the things that wouldn't necessarily happen. Well, no, I take that back.
I mean, they're kids. You know, kids are kids everywhere.
Well, and the medical community, though, is not going to necessarily rebuild things. They'll amputate fast. But then again, I was talking to a pastor this week, who emailed me, who sent over, I think, his son, 4 years old, lawnmower. And he's an amputee. He's now 15 years old, and they wanted to get involved with some stuff with Standing with Hope. Standing with Hope is the presenting sponsor of this show, and it's not too late to give an end-of-the-year donation. We would welcome that to help keep this show on the air, to help keep legs flowing so that people can walk. We give the gift that keeps on walking. It's ministry to the wounded and those who care for them. That's what we're all about. StandingWithHope.com, and we would welcome you going out right now. Take a look. Just look for yourself at standingwithhope.com/giving and see what we're doing. But it was amazing because and Friday I was at the prison as well, because the guy that's been running the shop where the inmates work was recently promoted. So they're hiring a new person who comes in next week. And so we got a few legs that have kind of been building up over there. We got a backlog of legs.
The sentences you utter.
I know. Well, we got a backlog of legs, and so I went over there to kind of help streamline, and I had a couple.
Well, you had to go over there and do some legwork.
I had to do some legwork. Oh, there you go. I had the chaplain of the prison there with me, and then several other inmates. And a lot of the boxes that come in with the limbs that are donated come with a note, and I showed them to these inmates. And I said, like, this person sent it because this was her husband who passed away. This was their father. This was so-and-so. There's always a story.
Oh, yeah.
And I said they didn't want to just discard this device. They wanted to go to something good. It was a part of their loved one, and they're trusting us with it. And you could just see on these inmates, they were genuinely moved by this. And I thought, how meaningful is this to be able to just sit with these guys? And we go through, we count them all, we enter them into our computer system and so forth, and then they will disassemble them and then pack them. All the feet will go in a box, the pylons will go in a box, the knees and so forth. And it's just deeply meaningful, and you can tell they love the work. They truly love the work. They have to earn the right to be able to work in the shop. I mean, you don't just go to prison and then all of a sudden get to start working around tools and power tools and so forth. You have to earn the right, and these gentlemen have. And we've had great conversations over the years. Different guys come in because it's not a long-term facility where I'm going. It's not a supermax facility where we're going. It's just deeply meaningful to connect with them and see the new faces that come in and see them earning their way out of this situation. And that's what we do at standingwithhope.com. And we thank our friends at Core Civic for all their work on helping make that program. StandingWithHope.com. Go take a look and see how you can help others give the gift that keeps on walking, how you can help keep this show on the air and reach fellow caregivers like yourself. StandingWithHope.com. And we're glad that you're with us. Hey, show's over. We got to go. 2018 is going to be a great year. We're going to do it together. We're going to get strong together because healthy caregivers make better caregivers. Let's be healthy together. This is Peter Rosenberger. I'll see you next week. Thanks so much.